You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I think the happiest person in Colorado is Deion Swenson, because Deion is still on the clock for the salary side hustle. One Friday at 11:30. The 1:30, 2:30, and 3:30 people did not call back. So Deion got their cash as well. Up to $400. That could go to $500 this morning at 8:30 when we call out the first winning name for today. With the salary side hustle, easy enough to sign up. In fact, super simple. Just go to mix100.com, mix100.com, and you can get signed up, listen for your name, win some moolah here from Denver's Mix 100. In about 30 minutes, we'll have your mind bender, fun Monday mind bender, and I will also unveil the new poll question for mind bender club members, which this week it's about Daddy's Day. It's Father's Day poll question.
It's coming up.
So we'll have all that coming up. Jeremy says he's the worst dad in Littleton right now. Well, it could be in the world.
Could be in, yeah, at least Colorado, possibly, because my kids are all of a sudden, out of nowhere, lusting for a hamster. Now, it's because the kid down the street just got two of them, two hamsters.
Two?
Because somebody pawned them off on them. They were getting rid of them. So my kids have seen these two hamsters, first experience with them, and now the crying, the begging, the pleading all weekend for us to get our own. And I'm putting the kibosh on it. I do not want rodents in the house. They carry disease. They smell really bad. And, you know, my kids are doing that thing where we've all done it when we were little, that I'll take care of them. I'll clean the cage. I'll feed them. I'll water them, blah, blah, blah. Which they'll do for about 30 days, Dom.
And then
it'll fizzle out, and guess who gets stuck for the next 5 years taking care of a hamster? This guy and Mama Bear.
The thing is, I know you very well, and I know that hamster has no shot of getting even through a month with you in charge.
I'm a little too, you know, persnickety when it comes to cleanliness and the house smelling good. And this is just, it's going past all that for me.
So
it's
I'm sure
gross.
You did not have one when you were a child. Because you were a persnickety, fussy baby.
I was.
Young man, too.
And I remember friends having them. And I remember vividly the way their rooms smelled because of the cage. I mean, you put those wood chips or whatever that absorbent stuff is in there. And they pee for like a week and do other poop and blah, blah, blah. And then it just sits and ferments in there and the room stinks.
You were like a little Alex P. Keaton when you were a kid, weren't you?
Google him, kids.
Oh, listen, that's a reference that a lot of our listeners will really appreciate right now.
Yeah, I was a little,
was
I was wound
you?
A little tight. Yeah, I was. And it's funny because, I mean, we went, I don't know why we did this. Nicole, we took the kids to the pet store this weekend against my better judgment. I was like, let's not do this.
Now,
please
why
don't
you doing
do that.
That.
Well, we just need to go and research and get some information and price things out and blah, 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 blah. It's like, don't do it. You're bringing two kids to the pet store to look at hamsters. It's not going to end well. And there were tears in the aisles, Dom.
Tears
but
in the aisles.
As we sounds, got there.
Sounds like the name of a book.
It was so bad. It was so embarrassing. The lady, you know, grabbed the cage and, you know, they pull it out. They slide it out and they open it up and they pull the little lid off of the thing that they hide in and they're all running around. And that smell was like, woof. And we had masks on, so it was even going through the masks. It was like, whoa, it smells like my childhood because it smelled so bad.
That stuff will penetrate anything.
It will. And then Nicole looks at the lady and she's like, now, do they carry disease? And the woman goes, oh, yeah, you can get ringworm from them. And I turned around and I just walked the other way.
How much does a hamster cost?
$15 for the hamster. Then you got to buy the cage,
food,
and the bowl,
straw,
and the food. Da, 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 da. I think we were at $175 before I just went ahead and walked right out the front door.
It wasn't $175
by the time you were
and
done.
And the hamster's only $15.
Hamster's
of them?
$15. You got to buy the bedding, the aquarium thing that they stay in.
How much is that? $20?
No, it was like $45, $50 for a decent size one. And then you got to get the little wheel and the water bottle's $10 and it just ching, 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 ching.
There's
ching.
A waste of money. You know, I know exactly what you're talking about. About a year, about maybe 15 months ago, Gretchen's daughter Zoe was like, I heard them in the kitchen talking about how she was grabbing the keys of the car and she was going to go get such and such. And I said, wait, but what are you going to get? She goes, I'm going to get one of those fish. It might have been a betta fish or one of the fighting fishes or whatever it was.
It's a fish.
And I said, why are you doing that? She goes, well, it just would be fun. I was like, fun? I said, I'm telling you right now, after 2 weeks, you're not going to be paying any attention to that fish whatsoever.
It's true. It wears off.
She was like, that's bull. I am telling you right now, and God is my witness, maybe 3 weeks total. And then she didn't even remember she had a fish.
Yep, exactly. That's the way it goes.
6 months later, you know, when she occasionally remembered to feed it or whatever, I was like, see, I said, I do not want to be an I told you so. But you lasted about 20 days enjoying your fish. That's so much fun.
Yeah. So that's the thing with the hamster, too, is you can't just get it, put it in the cage, put it in your room, and then start playing with it and having the time of your life with this little rat. You actually have to give it a month for them to get acclimated to their surroundings and your hands, because you have to hand train them. Otherwise, if you start going in too soon, they'll bite up your hands. They'll just go to town and just start attacking your hands. So you have to hand train them for a month. So I'm thinking already, well, a month is going to pass. The kids are going to hate it because they're getting bit. They're not going to be able to play with it for a month. So the month will come and it'll be old news. They won't even want it in 30 days.
Well, the kid down the street has two. Why can't Reed just go down and play
with him? That's what I'm telling him.
Just go play with, get his fix.
Ride your bike down there, play with the hamsters, and come back.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We could fill up our lines, I'll bet, with people who have stories of how the kids cried for such and such pet. Let's keep dogs and cats out of it, because that's a given. But if there was some other thing, fish, hamster, gerbil, you know, white rat, turtle, snake.
Here's the text that came in just about a half an hour ago from Nicole. She says, poor Reed already this morning. He's listing off every animal he can think of to see if they could if we could have it. Cat, no. Lizard, no. Bird, no. Guinea pig, no, no, no. Come on, Mom, can we please get a hamster? No! We're not getting any of those.
Maybe you do that thing where every time he asks again, something gets taken away.
Well, then my reply was, poor Reed? Let's go look at his new bike, his Nintendo Switch, all of his Legos. Yeah, this kid doesn't get anything that he wants.
Well, I see some, right, so you're right.
Right?
We've got calls coming in. Those of you who are on hold, do not hang up. Stand tight. We'll come back and visit with you next. We're talking about how Jeremy is being pressured by his son. Well, he sounds like by your wife, too.
A little bit.
To get a hamster. Lines are just about full.
Let me read you a quick one from Robin here on Facebook. She says, do not buckle, in all caps, on the hamster issue. I worked in a pet store for years. She says, trust me, the second that hamster bites one of the kids, they're going to be afraid of it. God forbid it bites them, they drop it, and it's loose in the house. That was one of my questions, too, with the kids. It's like, what happens if you lose this thing in the house? Well, huh? They didn't have an answer for that.
Under the couch, behind the couch?
That's when we buy a cat.
No. Shut up. Here's Courtney. Hi, Courtney. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Good.
What do you have to say about this?
Well, listening to this story brought back so many childhood memories for me. I've had many, many pets and many hamsters. But one story that, it's so cool, but I think you'll enjoy it. I had a hamster.
Wait a minute. Stop. Is this a horrible death story of a pet?
Listen, it's a yes or a no.
Is it a horrible death story of a pet?
Back up your theory that kids don't pay attention to pets for long.
Well, is this a horrible death story?
Did it get tortured? Hurt?
No. So I had this pet hamster, Clayton. He had a wheel in his little house. And one day I heard this strange noise, a scratching noise, and I looked over and his leg was caught in his wheel. Well, his leg was caught in his wheel so badly that he had to go to the vet and have the leg amputated.
No, who does that to
me?
The vet's like, really?
I asked her if this was so.
Well,
because it wasn't
a death
story.
The little buddy got his leg caught in that little wheel, spinny wheel of death.
Courtney, we love you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Courtney.
Next is Carrie. Hello, Carrie. Welcome to the show. Carrie, going once.
Uh-oh.
Going twice.
Gone.
Here's Cheryl. Good morning, Cheryl. Welcome. Cheryl, going
Hello.
Once.
Oh, there's Cheryl. What are you doing?
What's everybody doing this morning?
Yeah. I'm doing wonderfully, thank you.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to share there is an alternative side to, I know that pets have odors. I used to raise birds. But when it involves children, there is a very plus in their emotional and behavioral development in raising a pet, caring for a pet. And smaller pets frequently don't live a very long time.
No.
And then the child learns how to process grief.
Well, we've already had a cat die and a dog die. So, I mean, we've gone through that.
We've been there,
We've been
that.
Down this path, Cheryl.
Yeah.
I just don't want a rat in the house.
Thank you for your call. She's right. There are some positives
Absolutely.
To it. Learning responsibility.
Yep. They build up immunities to things, too, because of the germs that animals bring in, I've heard.
Right. Cheryl,
so
thank you for the call. Here's Mona. Mona, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
What can you add to this?
Well, my story is I'm raising my granddaughter, and she wanted goldfish, and I didn't. And so I said, well, get them and take them to your dad's. So they bought the tank. They bought the goldfish, everything. They set it up. A couple of weeks later, she volunteered to take a crawfish, big old giant crawfish from school. I said, no, take it to your dad.
No,
I didn't volunteer for this.
Yeah.
Take it to your dad. So she took it to her dad's. A couple of weeks later, she came home just bawling in tears. Her dad had fed all of her goldfish to the crawfish, and then he ate the crawfish.
Okay. What is happening right now?
Mona, thank you for the call. We've got a hamster's leg amputated, goldfish
Dad
fed,
ate my fish.
Crawfish eaten.
Who does that?
Is
like,
anybody
I'm just
gonna
saying
kill us
no
a story
to
that
not
just...
even bring it in the house? I'm not going to get a hamster and then eat it.
Every story is like a misery story.
Those poor kids.
Josh says that Courtney, who we could not get, is back somehow. Hi, Courtney. Welcome.
Hey, sorry. I didn't get to finish the rest of my story. So the hamster with the leg amputation.
No, wait a minute.
Courtney, no. I didn't get to tell you more.
No,
horrible,
we get it.
News.
She's kind of making my point. Yeah, I thought
it was
the too.
Lady that we were
so to continue, he had to take off both of his legs in the rear. We're done.
Courtney, thank you for the calls, plural. And we appreciate it. Oh.